Flicker of surprise before he schooled his features and extended a hand to her. She slid her fingers over his, and he gave her hand a light squeeze. No words were necessary. They both grieved the loss of her husband and his best friend.
"You look lovely, Joss," Dash said as he walked her around to the passenger side.
She smiled, knowing she didn't look particularly lovely today, and he was likely surprised by her casual appearance, but he didn't remark on it. He took the flowers and carefully positioned them in the back so they wouldn't fall over, and then closed her door after ensuring she was fully inside. She watched him stride around the front of the car, his long legs eating up the distance in a matter of seconds. Then he slid into the driver's seat, and his scent wafted through her nostrils. Dash always smelled the same, utterly masculine, though she knew he never wore cologne or aftershave. He was a no-frills kind of guy, much like Carson had been, though her husband had worn expensive clothing, and even his casual wear was tailored to fit his personality. Even Dash's car fit his personality. A sleek black Jaguar. How appropriate he drove a vehicle named for a predator. He fit the part well. They'd been partners in business, but Carson had always been the front man. The one who wined and dined clients, the polished spokesman, the one who sealed the deals, attended all the social events, while Dash worked behind the scenes. The closer, the one who always did most of the legwork and fixed the problems. Carson had often laughed and said he was the looks and charm and Dash was the brains of the operation. But Dash was certainly not lacking in looks or charm. They were the complete antithesis of one another. Carson was fair-haired to Dash's dark brown, and while Carson's eyes were blue, Dash's were a deep brown, enhanced by his darker coloring. He wasn't any less attractive than Carson. His was just a quieter attractiveness. Silent. Brooding, almost. He had made Joss nervous back when she'd first met him, when she and Carson had dated. Theirs had been a whirlwind courtship. Carson had swept her off her feet, and Joss had known that Dash was concerned that his friend was getting in way over his head. Moving too fast. The fact Joss knew that had made her wary of Dash, but over time he'd become her rock. Especially after Carson had died. As they drove out of Joss's exclusive subdivision, Dash reached over for her hand, lacing his fingers through hers, and as he'd done before, he squeezed lightly, a gesture of reassurance. Joss turned and smiled at him, telling him without words that she was okay. As they stopped at a red light, Dash studied her intently, almost as if he were trying to decipher what was different about her. Evidently satisfied with whatever he'd seen in her eyes or expression, he smiled back, but he kept hold of her hand as he navigated through traffic on the way to the cemetery, just a few miles from where Joss and Carson had lived. They drove in comfortable silence, but then they'd never conversed much on the day Dash drove her to the cemetery every year. Oh, Joss visited at other times, but Dash always accompanied her on the anniversary. But that wasn't the only time she saw Dash. He'd stepped in from the moment Carson had passed away, and he'd been her rock ever since. That first year especially, she'd needed him desperately, and he never hesitated, no matter what she needed, whether it was help deciphering the paperwork and red tape after her husband's death, or simply coming over to keep her company on the days she felt herself falling apart. She would be forever grateful for Dash and his unwavering support over the last 3 years, but it was time to move on. It was time for her to stand on her own 2 feet, and it was time for Dash to stop having to babysit her. Today was not only about her letting go of Carson, but of Dash as well. He deserved more than to be saddled with the responsibility of his best friend's widow. He had a life of his own. She had no idea of his relationships or if he was even in a steady relationship. She realized with sudden clarity just how selfish and self-absorbed she'd been since her husband's death. Dash had been a steady fixture, one she'd taken for granted, but she would do it no longer. It would be a miracle if Dash were in a steady relationship, because not many women would be tolerant of Dash dropping everything to rush to the aid of his best friend's widow. When they arrived at the cemetery, Dash parked, and Joss immediately got out, not waiting for him to come around for her. She opened the door to the back seat and leaned in to retrieve the flowers.
"I'll get them, Joss."
Dash's low voice brushed over her ears, causing a prickle at her nape. She picked up the vase and turned with a reassuring smile. "I've got it."